Section 3. Where do we start? The sooner we start, the better. Thinking first about who is doing what. Who is responsible for collating the information? And where does that information have to go? Unless the same person is collating the information, analysing it, and converting it into the data to be included on the P11D returns. Will somebody be checking the forms? Whether that's a technical check or just proofreading to spot any obvious errors. We need to agree a timetable for the work with anyone else involved in completing and submitting these forms. How are the PLMD returns to be submitted? Will it be manually using paper forms? Will it be using HMRC's CD-ROM or electronic submission using a third-party software? If so, has the PLMD software been ordered? And do you have the latest version that you need to submit the returns? There is no statutory requirement to submit forms P11D online, but my own experience of submitting online with the aid of the PKF P11D software was very good last year. I would always have a few paper P11D forms as backup, and for later amendments, which always happens after one or two employees finally look at the copy P11D or P11D information, and usually only after they've been submitted to HMRC. But I have no fear of sending amendments in.